cash rules everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates.
All right, sex. Podcasting. Comedy, sex. Blood sugar, sex, magic podcast.
We're good. The level looks okay. We don't need to do a separate sound check. So, part one, I guess, ended with us waiting for our bags in the airport. Did the podcast end when your bag came through, or were we still waiting? Anyway, we got our bags. Don't know what the cliffhanger was.
I think we, at that point, we hadn't gotten our bags. And in, I think immediately, as soon as we had actually turned off the pod, you'd hit stop. The bags magically.
Well, I think it was good of the airport staff to hold off until we were done recording that magic. That I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was, we left it. You know, it was a real cliffhanger. It was
I think it's still recording, but the computer's confused. Possible glitch there, but we're going to keep rolling.
Yeah.
This isn't for the radio.
A glitch like our initial travel plans.
Yeah, so we did find a rental car. We had to wait a little while for it.
About 1 hour.
Yeah.
About at least an hour to wait for a rental car.
We got some John Subway made some... in between. I panicked because I wasn't ready when they asked me for my order. And I just went to the default meatball sub, which is the thing that I bought for the first 5 years of Subway's existence in St. John. But then immediately was like, hey, you know what? The sloppiest possible sub and most diarrhea-inducing. Probably not good to eat on the go in the rental car station before a long drive.
I made a much healthier choice, didn't I?
Would you have a spicy Italian?
It's Italian.
Okay, sorry.
You uncultured mongoloid.
Anyway. Long car ride. Trying to call Air Canada throughout the car ride to cancel our tickets so that we can ask for a refund in 3 days.
It's amazing. Yeah, they gave us a... I mean, there was so many... on our ride back, there was... What is that? 3 hour...
Well, hold. First off, leaving Montreal is not streamlined.
Yeah.
There was about a dozen 3 to 8 kilometer sections that we had to take to get out. I think we had one mishap, but I don't think that put us off too much.
No, yeah, that was my...
And the entire continent of North America seems to be under construction.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it was a long drive. I think what time did we leave? Like 4:30?
Yeah, and we got in.
We arrived at we dropped off the car at the rental place in New York.
We almost died. Like, we almost had an incident where
I almost changed lanes into another car, but I don't even think they honked at me, so it couldn't have been that bad.
No, I just felt the whiz of the wind.
I noticed.
On my side as they zipped past us. And, you know.
Other than
I was just happy
first time driving into New York.
Very good.
Very successful. Only one near-death experience.
I 100% would have crashed the car right into them and then screamed Allahu Akbar. And then both of our bodies would have been found at the bottom of the Hudson Bay.
That was a graceful removal of your bracelet,
thank
by
you.
The way. So we arrived here at the Airbnb at like too late to do anything other than go to bed. And the Airbnb is not bad. The ceilings are pretty low.
It's a little munchkin sized.
We are also a little munchkin sized.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we are the members of the Lollipop Guild, is from what it appears to.
So day one, you Legion of Skanks. My feet, my knees, and my lower back are in screaming pain. Maybe not screaming. I'd say like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was a fun time though. I think pretty much everybody that we saw was good, except for a couple. Yeah, I don't know.
So we should describe where this is. So this is at the Brooklyn Bazaar in Greenpoint in Brooklyn.
Well, I guess before that, we should talk about our morning trying to get breakfast.
Oh, yes.
So we're in the middle of the only neighborhood in New York that I think does not have a single coffee shop or anything. Many odd corner store, deli / grocery stores with people that speak zero English.
Yeah, we live in a largely Dominican neighborhood in a borough called Queens.
Yeah, we...
Jackson Heights.
We tried to find some breakfast. We eventually were like, oh, this Dominican restaurant, it's a restaurant. They'll have something that we can eat. And we went in and there was various aluminum trays full of various foods. One of them looked like eggs, so I'm like, all right, that's breakfast like.
Yeah.
So I pointed at the eggs.
Boiled turnip. There was some carrots.
Yeah, and he's like, do you want a banana? I'm not going to do the accent because that's racist.
You want banan? You want
banan? And I was like, yeah,
that's
sure.
Racist. How is it that's racist?
Let's do the voice. I'm a privileged white man.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, sure, I'll have a banana. And he proceeds to pick up 4 full bananas out of a tray of hot water.
Oh, come on, that's racist. Come on, that's racist. What do you mean? You're making fun of a Dominican man? How dare you? That's racist.
That's punching down.
Come on, you shouldn't be. That's racist.
I will be racist against boiled bananas.
Why? That's racist. Come on, that's Dominican. Come on, why is that racist?
If you like bananas, but not the like the sweet or any flavor at all,
and you
would like them to have the consistency of a boiled potato.
What? Why? I'm surprised that you went with banana of all of the other things.
I like bananas. It's hard to fuck up a banana, but the Dominicans figured it out.
Oh, come on. What happened? You were just upset that you
wonderful
you didn't
people,
want to do the racist,
terrible food.
You didn't want to do the accent, but somehow
lukewarm scrambled eggs loaded with onions that I don't like.
Top 10 worst breakfasts I've ever had.
The coffee wasn't bad, but there was an alarming amount of milk in it.
Banana?
He asked us if we wanted milk. He said meek, I think, and I didn't quite understand. I was like, yeah, sure. So he poured us like 3 fingers of coffee and then topped up the rest of the cup with milk. That was sitting in a pitcher out on the counter for who knows how long. Yeah,
television blaring, music up to a level.
John is not uncomfortable
around ethnic minorities. Is what I have gathered. A large group gathering of ethnic minorities.
No,
John is largely uncomfortable.
I choked down his 2 bananas
for the sake of Justin Trudeau. He choked down.
Part of it
boiled
was
bananas.
Just because I wasn't sure when I would get to eat and I needed some sustenance and I was hungry. Part of it was I didn't want to order 4 full bananas and take one bite and leave 3.75 bananas.
I don't think... I feel like...
I was surprised that it was... Like, one would probably do it for even if you like boiled bananas.
Just the combination of bananas and eggs seems like a very odd thing to...
I think in different contexts, both of those things can be a
separately
part of a healthy breakfast.
Separately, those things work perfectly, but scrambled eggs on top of boiled bananas.
Yeah, four full bananas on a plate and then a heaping scoopful of room temperature scrambled eggs.
With music, with the television at, I mean, max volume.
I picked up that they were talking about Trump tweeting something.
Of course.
I figured out that much.
Surround sound, Hispanic shouting, morning show yelling about Trump.
Yeah.
As John psychotically has to eat the boiled bananas.
It's beautiful
lukewarm
culture.
And
we eventually found our way to the subway. No, I don't know. That was what it was. It was fine. Then we got to Legion not of the, Skanks.
Not the subway, not the train. Not the restaurant.
What about the restaurant? We left the restaurant and then got on the subway.
What's no, you said we left to go to the subway. I meant the train, not the restaurant. Because the people refer to the subway as the subway.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant, right.
Thanks for clarifying.
Thank you. Well, people get confused, right? Like, because we went to a subway in Toronto.
You saved us a lot of emails that were going to be sent.
No like, one did is you listening mean to
the
this.
Mode of transportation or the chain restaurant? At
nobody's gonna listen to this
at
shit.
Who's 9 minutes listen? And 53
Who
seconds.
Honestly, cares about any of this shit? Honestly, know. Like nobody cares.
Getting but, sick likes on Instagram all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at Legion of Skanks. Or not, no, Skank Fest.
Yes, and then we went to the... We had some trouble on the train a little bit. Did we have any trouble? No, we found the train. No. It was raining. We were supposed to go to a parade. The parade got rained out. I spent a little bit of time pointlessly standing.
It wasn't even really raining. And I think the entire announcement was Lewis responding to somebody else's tweet, as far as I can gather. There was no email sent out.
No.
But anyway, we just had our own two-man parade across the bridge.
Bulls on parade.
Yeah.
Is what some would call it. But
and, yeah.
Did you like it when I stood pointlessly in line for about 20 minutes and then we just decided and found out that it wasn't...
I don't think it was
that the whole thing was cancelled.
And, you know, I didn't blame you for that. I just was... I blame you for not having the industriousness that I had to go. Maybe I'm going to go see if these two lines are for different things.
And oh, does, yes, that one. Yeah, that was my...
Oh, were you referring to a different line?
Yeah, when I was standing inside the line at the creek in the cave.
Oh,
for no
right.
reason, because I thought
yeah,
that it was
well,
for
there
the
was
badge.
A handwritten piece of paper in the window that says, order... something here.
Yeah.
So like, oh, well, we must be ordering Skankfest.
I would like Skankfest in my brain right now, please. What?
You have a printed out 7-page email that clearly states where the badges are to be picked up and what time.
Yeah, no, I don't read, right?
And he said, well, what... And he said, what do you think is for... What do you think you're buying, purchasing? I'm like, just whatever they have here, drinks and food. Oh, okay. I'm going to go in anyway. And then
I said
the exact same thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I just thought that it was a giant line for fucking nobody. Like, it seemed odd that there was a giant line out the
to
door.
To be fair, I would say at least half of that line was also confused and didn't quite know what they were standing
what
that
was going
for.
On, yeah.
So, we had you know, a nice... we briefly considered... all these poor bastards standing around waiting for this parade that we have special knowledge is not going to happen. Should we tell them? No, let's just go.
Yeah, and then we were walking across the Brook... Not the Brooklyn Bridge. Which bridge was
it? It started
that?
With a P. Petrica? I don't know.
Anyway, it was a bridge from Long Island City.
Across from the creek in the cave.
And we got a picture, John, we saw some graffiti that said Justice for Eric Garner, and John was loudly booing at that sign because he said, no justice, he got the justice that he deserved.
Well, yeah, and that's what people like RF would argue.
That's he said, he insisted that
RF is just
stand your ground
because he tried to bully me John, into taking a disrespectful picture in front of the graffiti, and I refused. No
John
one will
was,
see it. I'm like, no, this is
John was a very John was very concerned about the internet mob that is going to come at him for all of
this.
This
is going to be the racist equivalent of me.
Meanwhile, every other conversation John has about every other ethnicity is sort of laced with. with racial tinges. Not, you know, don't let anyone else know what I actually think, everyone. Don't let all the justice warriors care about what my actually
I just didn't want to do a funny
were.
Ethnic voice.
It was
That's
funny.
The only thing I've censored.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so long day. We saw lots of stand-up. We saw pieces of some podcasts.
Yeah, that was
many many penises, a few boobs.
Well, when did the penises start? Oh, you saw the first
one. Well, I saw Ari Shaffir's penis early on in the day.
You saw it at the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yeah, and then we tried to watch the SDR podcast, which had four more penises.
But yeah, they were doing a dating show where
they just had like a glory hole
dating game show. Not the dating, yeah,
dating game. Just four guys behind a curtain with a hole cut out, and they had. We got to see the first. I got to see the first round where the four penises were dressed up in different costumes.
And they were doing like a Miss America for penises.
But and yeah, we were missing a stand up show to see a podcast that I couldn't really hear over the kind of din of people talking.
But before that, we watched. Two stand-up shows before that, man.
Yeah,
we watched,
tons of stand-up.
Before that, before we watched that podcast, we watched...
A Surprise, This Is Not Happening.
Yeah, that was really cool. This Is Not Happening is Ari Shaffir's storytelling show. We watched it with Mike Cannon. Dave Smith.
Yeah, Sam Tripoli.
Honestly,
the low point of the day for me, probably.
Yeah, Sam Tripoli is really bad.
Is he normally good?
I don't know him.
I've heard the name. I don't know where from.
He's not my thing.
I don't think necessarily. And another guy that does.
Dave Smith.
Mike Vecchione's podcast co-host.
Justin Silver. Name?
Did he do one of those?
Yes. No. You're right. That's Justin Silver.
And then we saw like two straight stand-up shows in a row. There was some overlap back to back. Rich Voss and
Rich Voss is hosting both shows.
I'm not a fan of Rich Voss. Okay, and he repeated like a third of his material. He was hosting both shows back to back, which was weird. But Mike Vecchione and Bobby Kelly were also on both back-to-back shows, and they did completely different sets both times.
Yeah, and I gotta say, if anyone has ever seen Kurt Metzger do comedy, I mean, that was truly... Watching Kurt Metzger and... Like, that... Kurt Metzger, Dan Soder, and Adrian Appalucci, they were the highlight of that night.
Yeah.
They were... I mean, for different, like, they're such different styles of comedy, but literally, I mean, Kurt Metzger has this bit about the phrase the N-word, and he calls it the word burka, which is, I don't think I'm giving away the joke, but is it?
Kind
of. I mean, I think the actual word is,
It was good. We don't need to explain the joke that nobody's heard.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just I'm attempting to talk around the joke. But go ahead. Yeah, we can.
Talking around it. There's no point because nobody.
Sure. Okay. All right.
It was very good.
Cool. All right. Yeah, you're right.
What was your version of that going to be, other than to give a piece and butcher somebody else's joke?
No. I'm always interested in butchering people's fucking material. Yeah, that was my intention was to butcher the material of the guy who I'm praising. That's my intention. That's absurd, right?
Okay.
Why would I butcher? I was attempting to. But anyway, it was very good, and Dan Soder was very funny, as well. Dan Soder's got this great. Yeah, this is all different. There were three versions of, like, I heard like four or five different versions of Michael Jackson jokes Dan Soder's was very good, as was Adrian's.
Yeah, then right after that, when we were downstairs, I heard one of the, were all the people downstairs the people that like submitted? And were like,
it looks like they were like open micers who were,
yeah, the little they got bits selected. And pieces that I heard. I didn't hear anything good downstairs. I think I heard after seeing like back to back like great comedians do like Finding Neverland Michael Jackson jokes, and then I heard somebody downstairs like attempt it, and it was like awful. I think one of
I heard that one.
One of the key lines that I heard while we were standing in line for the SDR thing was somebody's entire joke was, "Don't you wish you had AIDS?"
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so we tried to watch the SDR podcast as kind of a break from seeing like three back-to-back hour to an hour and a half long stand-up shows, but I don't know, it was too hard to hear, so I went up and tried to hear some more stand-up and only caught one full set, Tony Hinchcliffe, who I like, and the set was okay. It wasn't, I don't know, it was alright.
Yeah.
But, and then close it off with the Naked Roast Battle, which as a novelty was fun. The actual jokes of the roast battle, though, was so-so on.
Yeah.
But that's day one. This is going to be a long weekend. It's fun, but I don't know if I can survive another year of this.
Another year? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if this... I'm going to enjoy myself this weekend, but like I don't know if I would come back again.
Oh yeah, no, it's a lot for one.
I've experienced it, and I'm old, and I'm sore. Yeah, yeah, it's a long day of anything, and being on our feet. And I don't know. Do we have anything else to add, or should we wrap up? Or
no, yeah, no, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was a late night.
Enthusiastic. We are very tired. We've been at a 12-hour long stand-up show, so, and that's one-third of the way through the weekend. So, anyway, we're going to snuggle up and make sweet love to each other until we fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, this is fun.
All right, well, tune in to probably immediately after this for day two.
We'll
record something tomorrow.